Hey, leaders, listeners, and life's most curious people, this is Meaningful Mischief. Three entrepreneurs in pursuit of bringing our best, giving the most, and having fun along the way. No overnight successes, scaling hacks, or planning models here. Just a conversation about what we're learning and loving about meaning, impact, health, wealth, and everything in between. This is Meaningful Mischief. Let's jump in. Welcome back, everyone. And our little pre-conversations to these podcasts always end up on a similar topic, a topic of relationships. And so there have even been times we've talked about relationships so much that we forgot to record and we've had to like book another session to record an actual podcast. So we decided that we would talk about relationships today in front of everyone. And maybe in the next couple episodes too, because there's so many different topics or offshoots of the overall conversation around relationships. So that's the topic today. And it kind of comes out of one of the things James brought up a couple of sessions ago when you talked about the time we have and all the different demands and all like the engagement. It was like, how many times are we messaging our people every day? And you know, if you have your phone in front of you, you know, you almost certainly have someone you could be responding to or whatever. So,
yeah,
in a world of abundance of like of interaction, what's the relationship strategy? What are the relationships that matter? Which ones do you pour energy into? Which ones take energy away from you? Like all that stuff. Yeah, please.
So every quarter, I do quarterly goals.
Okay.
So at the beginning of the year, I set the yearly goals, right? My intentions. And then every quarter I do quarterly goals. And I use a system that's called Success Tracks that I learned from T. Harv Eker many, many years ago. And the reason I like it is because it splits out areas in your life that you can set intentions for. And one of them is relationships, but specifically social and friendships, family, and personal relationships are split up into three different categories. Okay, so here's a question I'm going to ask the listeners.
Perfect. And I'll ask you guys. Framework. Thank you.
There we go. See? So I'll ask
you guys. And I've not even heard him say this before, which is great. So thanks for jumping in with this,
Stel. Stel's got a framework.
Everybody, we're all a little surprised right now. We've never heard this before. This is new for all of us. This is amazing.
Surprise.
And just quickly, I'm glad he said it because my if you were going to hand it over to me, Mary, I was going to say, I don't have a strategy for relationships. So now this is perfect.
This is perfect. Now we all do. Yeah.
Okay, so
I can be the listener.
Back to the question. Okay, ready? On a scale of 1 to 10, okay, obviously 10 being the highest, in terms of how satisfied you are, okay, what number would you rate yourself in social and friendship relationships? Okay, and either write it down or think about it for anybody that's listening.
Okay.
In family and family relationships, okay?
Okay.
The third one is going to be personal relationship. Okay, and there's also other categories which I don't want to get into right now, but at least it'll open up the conversation with regards to where are you and where do you want to go, and to create a vision of the future of what ideally you want in terms of relationship into those three areas. Hand up.
Amazing.
Mary, you have a question?
I have a hand up. It's just a clarifying question. On the personal relationship, is that like your primary relationship, like with a partner or a spouse?
That's a great question. Well, that's
maybe
a great question.
Is that how I'm interpreting it? Okay.
I always interpret it that way.
Okay.
This is where Stella's answer is just yes. When you ask him, is it this or this? He just goes, yes.
It's yes. I will be more specific this time because, again, it's an awareness I had.
Okay.
It's always been, personal relationship has always been your significant other or, okay. Probably for the first time in January is when I actually made it about the personal relationship with myself.
Mm.
Okay, so how you see it is all up to you, because ultimately the person that you're with is subconsciously or unconsciously the other half of who you need to be anyways. Okay, so the person you marry, or the person that you're with, typically is the other half of who you need to discover in order to be whole. Does that make sense?
It does
Okay.
totally make sense. I've been
So,
married now for 22 years almost. So I'm reflecting on that. There's like a whole podcast just on that.
yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Okay.
so anyways, the reason I bring it up is the context around relationship. And again, I keep bringing up strategic coach because you two remind me of it. But one of the things that they talk about strategic coach are the four freedoms. And two of the four freedoms are easily graspable. So, well, somewhat. I mean, but time freedom and money freedom, you can consciously think about how am I spending my time and how am I making money or how am I spending my money, because it tends to be pretty concrete, or in my mind anyways. On the other side of the freedoms is relationship freedom and purpose freedom. And these are the conversations I think we're going to be having, and one of them that's going to happen today, in terms of what's relationship freedom to you. And one of the things, James, that you brought up was, who are we hanging out with that either gives us energy or drains us of energy? In other words, which one is, two batteries aligned the way that they need to be in order to give the power, or where the battery is opposite and you have a positive and a negative that just there is nothing, there's no power there. So
Yeah.
I'll
I
leave
think
that.
there's a subcategory of that. Well, actually, before I go there, I just want to say for those people who don't know what Strategic Coach is, it is a coaching group, a group coaching group for entrepreneurs. And the whole premise, I'd say, the bedrock of the system is
Oh,
around entrepreneurs being able to achieve time freedom, so do what I want when I want. Purpose freedom, so to be driven by what drives you. Relationship freedom to be able to spend time with the people you want to spend time with. And then what's the last one?
money.
Money. It's not
Money.
surprising. I would think that one last.
Oh,
Yeah,
I was thinking of that one
financial
first.
freedom. Yeah, I know. This is why, this is why the world needs all of us.
And why we have a finance guy on this.
Yeah, I know. We need to get more to finance topics. Then I could be more of the listener. So it makes me think about, because when you say like the thing about, well, first of all, this is a really good exercise. I did have another clarifying questions, friends slash social, but then there's also people in my professional life who would probably fit. They're both friends, but they're also professional colleagues and stuff like that. So is there a separate one for that, or does it just fall into the friends
So
social
why
bucket?
don't I go through the 12 just so that you can get a perspective on areas that you can think about, because ultimately they do impact each other, right? You can't separate them out that way. I just
Yeah,
thought
right. Yeah, they're
I would
not.
give
Okay.
three. So
Yeah.
career is one of them, and what it means to you, right? Which can incorporate the people that are involved in your career setting. Okay, finance is another one, right? So where are you with, like, how happy are you financially, and where do you want to go with it? What else? So personal and professional development. Okay, so personal professional growth and
Like
development
growth.
is another one. Spirituality is another one. He puts passive income stream as a separate one,
Yeah,
right?
this
There's
is very much like the Buddhist wheel of life with
you
some
got
new
it.
categories.
You
Like
got
passive
it.
income stream wouldn't have been on the Buddhists' minds way
Yeah, you
back
got
when.
it, right? Because
I
it was a financial course, and I just pulled out the main ones. I never
like it.
and then the final one is health and fitness. And with that one, I tend to split it up into subcategories of physical, emotional, mental, energetic, oh, and sexual, right? It's all sort of part of health, overall health. And that's how I set the intentions for the year and then the quarter, right? So just for the purpose of this episode, looking at it from family, friends, and social, and then personal relationship.
And
So
then those
set the
other
conversation.
categories are a way of you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. I like when people don't pick seven because I feel like that's just like a fence sitter role. So I never let anybody pick seven. Choose to do what you do. And then you look at that and you would evaluate, okay, well, where am I going to put my focus? You could have an 8 out of 10, but love that category and want to be a 10 out of 10.
Right.
You could have a 4 out of 10 and be like, I don't really like this category this quarter, so I'm just going to leave it alone. I mean, that might be dangerous at some point if you're maybe not paying attention to the low rating scores, but essentially it's a planning tool for you to prioritize what you need to work on and then to really notice all the dimensions of your life, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And
I
then
like it.
just like we pick a topic on this podcast, and usually it veers into another conversation. It's the best example I can give when you focus on something, because one thing is everything, right? It's going to impact every area regardless. And I love what you just said, right? Because the people, you know, most like I'll go to education where something, it's funny. James' hand is up again. Keep that hands up on this podcast. This is
I'm surprised you're doing this
no,
now.
I think that's what we should do, right? When we've got something to say, we raise the
That's
hand.
freaking awesome. I love this. No,
It's
so
because I'm
which
thinking about my personal relationships.
perfect. So I'll finish this thought because I'm curious with this hand up now. This is cool.
No, meaning respectful of you two. So I'm thinking about the respect of you two. Go on, continue.
It's awesome.
Funny that that ended up interrupting.
That's funny.
Even though you
So,
weren't
well,
trying to.
your window just went up. Like you guys changed windows because the hand went up. That was interesting. No, you know how in school, you know, typically when you have your lowest mark and the teachers will say, oh, you know, let's say math's your lowest mark, you got to do better in math. And most of the time, that's not the case. It's easier to then focus on your best mark and then understand how math is applied to what you love. Right. So
Totally.
here's another example where exactly, Mary, like you don't necessarily need to focus on the lowest number. Anyways, James, your
Right.
hand was up.
No, so it was really just so two things. Firstly, it was just a question of because anyone that's completed them questions and answered for social, for friends, and for personal, my number is actually the same on all three of them. Does it differ for yours?
Can I use an
Mary.
example? Yeah.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
So I'm very mindful of how full I make my days because I like to do a lot of things. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with a lot of passion around the work we do and all that stuff. And then I like to be healthy. And so I'm full. My schedule is full. But then through going to strategic coach and every quarter planning your different freedoms or a review of those, I've looked at relationships and thought, you know, two relationships that are super important to me that don't get enough, that I don't put enough time into are relationship with my mom and dad. You know, they're in their late 70s now, and it's easy to get caught up in, and by virtue of my schedule, I get to spend time. Like I spend time with you guys every week almost, because we've scheduled it and it has something to do with something I'm doing. So I would say when it family's kind of a big bucket, because I have like my little nuclear family with my husband and my two kids, then I have my siblings, I have my mom and dad and all of that. But there are times when I don't spend enough time. So I make a conscious effort to go. My parents live 2 kilometers away from me. Like it's like I can see them every day if I wanted to. So that's an example where and my son's at university. He's like Stell's raising his hand now. So my son's at university and I have to be conscious about reaching out and talking to him and not just giving him shit for not having a job or whatever, right? Like to actually having a conversation with him. So there's things where I have to be more intentional, not because they're less important, it's just by virtue of how I'm prioritizing my time.
This is awesome.
For everybody who's just listening and not watching the chaos that's happening on our screens, once these guys figure out how to do the emotional reactions, that'll be really interesting too. And then the Zoom where you can get balloons to go.
it
Anyway.
is. We're having a relationship with our hand raising emoji.
That's right. You don't even need to say anything in order to get a response.
Go ahead, James.
No, but just okay. So your well, so your answer to that question was what? It's is it different?
It's different.
It's different depending on part of what it is. Okay.
The level of importance to me, it doesn't feel any less or more important than one relationship, but in terms of how I'm showing up for those relationships changes. Like I've been traveling a lot lately and stuff too. So, we're undergoing a renovation at our house, and I think my husband and I are both just cranky. So like this week it maybe is a 6, but next week it might be an 8. You know? So that's why it's probably good to do the check-in, you
But I
know,
think it's good
not once a
to look
quarter.
at numbers, right? I think it's good to assess and look at, if you was to put a number on the relationships around you or where you're spending your time with people, what is it, a battery, charger, or is it a battery drainer? And it might be that there are relationships that you have to have which are draining, but you might be the boss, or it might be, the other partner, wife or husband, that you have to stick with, and it's just for a period of time, that maybe they're going through ill health or something is happening where you know, look, I can't do anything about it. It's for a period of time. I just need to, be in the moment with it. But also there are some relationships where if you look at it and you assess, you say, this isn't serving me. And then it's what can I do about it? And it might be a friend, it might be, it might be a work colleague, it might be, but it's, I think we can only have so many relationships, right? I know that, technology has meant that we can have a wider audience, and maybe we've got less deeper relationships than we had 10 years ago as a result of that. But we still have, we can, we let's say we've got, 24 hours in a day, and we're 8 hours sleeping, so 16 left. And then we've got other activities which doesn't involve people. We've probably got interactions of maybe 14 hours a day. And in the past, that might have been maybe 14 people in the day of 1 hour. But now it might be that it's 30 people, 40 people, 50 people, and it's 30, 40 minutes in with each person. But surely it's still, the principle is the same, that we want to be speaking and connecting with people and interacting with people which are serving us, that we are fulfilled, we're passionate and talking to, they're giving us energy. And when we finish that interaction, we go, I'm so happy that I've spent the time talking with that person.
Well, that's such a big topic. I remember when I read The Road Less Traveled, and I may have said this to you guys before, but one of the things he says is that you can only really truly love five people. I mean, maybe it's six people. I read it like 10 years ago, but the idea is that if you truly love someone, then you are all in for their develop, like what is best for them, and you can't put that much energy into any more than five people. When it comes to whatever he was defining as true love, which is so interesting, because as you were talking about it, James, and all the interactions we have in a day, I was in Virginia on my way to the DC airport, and it was about an hour drive, and we get into the Uber, and the guy's like super chatty, and I'm like, oh man, this is gonna be an hour, and he starts talking about the area, like what it was like where we were staying and stuff like that, and he really knows the area, and that was interesting, but then it kept going and going and going. And I was like, I had this moment where I'm like, I really wish this guy would stop talking. And then I just was like, well, we're in here for an hour, so I'm gonna lean into this. And so then I started asking him questions, and it was the most beautiful 35 minutes of connecting with a complete stranger about his life and his grown children and his wife, who's a trauma nurse, and like all of it just, and his, the church that he's part of. Like, I don't go to church. I'm not, that's not how I spend my spirituality, but the mission that he felt he was on. And it was a slice of time. And I was in a car with him. Like, there was no choice. I mean, I could have just drifted off and been in my own mind, but that moment of connection was powerful. Like, I felt like walking away from that was a gift. It felt like, and I was so in the moment with him. The first 10 minutes, I'm like, rolling my eyes. And then the last 40 or whatever, I don't know, like, time, I lost time. Like, I completely threw that connection with a stranger. So, it's interesting. And then I think about it, like, do I spend that much attention on the people I see every day? The answer is probably no, right? Like, there's not that much, because you're not confined in a car for 40 minutes with absolutely zero to do. You have, with your like close family and stuff, you have background and context. And so you're making assumptions about people and what they want to talk about instead of like truly discovering somebody for the first time. Anyway, that's so interesting, because I'm never going to talk to that guy again, obviously, but it was a really beautiful moment of human connection. I felt very grateful after.
Can I just say one thing that's just come to me? Sorry, Stel, just very quickly for you, because
Yeah,
I think
no, good.
it's
No. Good.
But don't
It's
is
awesome.
that is that is that just because when I look at what you or when I hear what you just said, Mary, it makes a lot of sense that we all spend so much time on new clients, new relationships, new partners, as opposed to working on what we already have and deepening what we already have. It's easier almost for us to leave or neglect what we currently have because it's hard work or it's negative or it's this. Let me go and interact with something new and exciting because society teaches us we need brand new shiny things all the time and neglect what we
Yeah.
already have. And you know that maybe there is it programmed into us that rather than trying to fix what is already there, it's easier to start with a blank sheet of paper and go and talk with a complete stranger and ask them open blank questions for the first time.
Yeah.
Rather than going back to something and repairing and going deep and going, look, you know, let's discuss, you know, it might be that there's an elephant in the room that needs to be addressed. It might be that there's something and say, look, let's go backwards and rekindle the flame. Because that has surely should have far more potential of giving positivity, depending on what's happened, but giving something, you know,
Yeah.
a fullness of energy in life, as opposed to somebody new that you don't know which way it's going to go. You didn't know that that was going to be a beautiful conversation. It could have continued in the same vein, and the guy was
Yeah.
talking about himself and talking about the area, as opposed to, do you know what I mean? So,
Yeah. 100%. That's fascinating because you know, how many relationships do we have that we've had for a long time and we just sort of take them for granted, and yet there's much like just like we're gonna talk about at some point the relationship with yourself. There's like an unlimited world to discover forever. Like you will never fully know yourself. So just like that, there is equal parts to discover in the relationships, like, you know, your primary relationship, or like my parents who I've known since I was born. Like there is an infinite amount of learning and connection and stuff that can happen if you pay attention to it. That's
yeah.
fascinating.
All right. So there's a book called Solve for Happy. And
Okay.
it's written by Mo Gawdat, Gawdat. And
Oh yeah, I've heard of him, yeah.
it was recommended by a colleague, and he recommended it after I told a room my story about how Gabriel was born and we lost his twin.
Right.
Okay, and the reason I'm bringing up the book now, there's a bunch of things that he says in there, which is exactly what you experienced, Mary. And basically just his story, he lost his son. He had appendicitis or something, and then there's complications and his son passed away. And then he talked about how he turned everything around in and why that situation happened for him. One of the concepts that he talks about in the book is around time. Okay, and he says, we've created time as this construct of following and, you know, putting it in order and waking up and so on and so forth. But he also mentions when relationships or when you're in situations and there is no time, right? It's kind of like what you experienced in that car with that, you know, with that person. It's like, well, there was no time and space at that moment. You're just connected, like deeply, deeply connected. And that's sort of the name of the game, right? The other thing, Mary, that you said is that there's an unlimited amount of learning that you have within yourself, which is typically where the answer is for me. Because who shows up in your life is usually a projection of what's going on internally. So the ability to have presence and just to be present in the situations, and especially in this case, the relationships that you're in, is where the gold lies.
Yeah.
So I'll say one other story and then have a question that I'm going to continue with regards to the first question on a scale of 1 to 10. And as I tell you this story, just kind of think about what yours is. And Mary, this is triggered by your parents, right? So here I am with a number. And James, by the way, all my numbers are the same too. They weren't before this quarter, but they're pretty well all the same. And again, it's just a gauge to start stimulating ideas to say, okay, what can I do in this quarter to then raise that number? And one of them, it's my, oh yeah, go ahead, Mary.
All the numbers are the same relative to all the relationships. So family, yeah. Social, everything. Okay.
Yeah. All three
same
numbers.
For me,
yeah. All
and
three
for
numbers.
You too.
Are, yeah. We're the same for me. Okay. So it's my mom's 80th birthday coming up in July, and they're going to be in Greece. And my son Thomas is in a camp in Spain just before that. Mm. And I'm thinking, okay, so now her birthday is important to me, right? So how do we make it so that her birthday is special? And if I were to ask my mom, what's the number one gift you want? She'd say, the grandkids being
there. Be there.
Okay?
Oh, shoot. Like, yeah.
There's no question in my mind, right? So yeah. I brought it up before, but our mutual colleague wrote a book called Just Add a Zero. And the concept of Just Add a Zero in my mind is, how do I add a zero to the experience? So I want to make my mom's birthday a 10 out of 10. So how do I make it 100 out of 10? So here's the question I'm going to ask everybody. How do you add a zero to the idea of what you're going to do this quarter in terms of the relationship that you want to focus on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then I'm thinking, how do I add a zero? Okay. Pick up Thomas in Spain. Okay. And then create, okay. So the other thing I love about our name, Meaningful Mischief, the key thing now is, how do you make that decision or that idea meaningful for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that it leads into magical moment. And the mischief to me is to dig in your little, you know, bag of tricks to figure out how do you pull that up, and then get creative. Okay, so how do we get creative by picking up Thomas, which he doesn't even know anymore? Do we surprise him and just show up out of the blue? Maybe. I don't know yet. This is what I'm orchestrating. How do we add a zero to an experience of global leadership camp that already is going to be an experience for him, that also Gabriel, Fabi, and I can experience with him? Then we go to Greece. How do we add a zero to my mom's birthday? Okay, mm-hmm. And then what is it that I'm in control of in order to then be creative, or now the family is going to be creative in order to then have that experience with my mom on her 80th birthday. And now that whole family portion of that relationship thing has just exploded, and we could be in the moment with her and with the family at that same time. I hope that helps. So back to the question.
I think.
Okay. So 1 to 10 initially. And now it's, how do you add? So, but what kind of experience can you think of to make it a 10 or closer to a 10? And then how do you add a zero to that experience? And then off you go.
Yeah, I like that, because it gives you a level of intention around creating the best experience. I think I'd like to use an example from when I was just this last summer. We go camping in cabins and stuff with our whole extended family. And there are four, I have three siblings and their families and my mom and dad, and even like grandchildren. And then there's one great grandchildren child now, which is really exciting. She wasn't there last time. She was just born. But how do I make the most? Because, you know, when you go to family things, you can fall back into grooves and it can be stressful, and you're bringing together people who don't normally cohabitate and all this stuff, right? And so I just made a choice that, what's my primary goal? Well, my mom and dad don't get to do a lot of traveling anymore, and they don't get to see everybody all at once. So I just made one intention, instead of like carrying all my baggage and stress and whatever there is around my role in the family and whatever. I just said, my intention is, I'm going to bring joy to my mom and dad. And so, like, even when I was feeling like, oh, I don't feel like doing this, or I want to, I was like, no, look, your job is to go bring joy. Just like be a joy bomb in the moment. And just that simple intention. So it wasn't like a 10X. It was just a simple intention of, how can I show up to do something that is meaningful in these little micro moments? And I'll tell you, I had a much more amazing time with that focus, because, you know, obviously it felt good to bring joy and I was focused on that and I knew I did that, but it also just, like, isn't it better to bring joy than frustration and baggage from when you were 15 years old and all these other things? So, it was an example of an intentional thing. And then, you know, there's 20 people around the, you know, at the camp experience, but it was my mom and dad I really wanted to focus on. So that really helped. But it goes back to, setting the intention quarterly around, I want to be, my relationship with my mom and dad are really important to me. And it's easy in my life to get so busy that I don't do things. So when I am there, I want to really be there. So it had to be.
Intentionality is huge, 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 huge,
Yeah.
right? Because they're your intentions, and you know whether they're met or not. Not that it's not relevant, but the idea of trying to be intentional in on itself is going to give you some ideas,
Yeah.
right? And you know the one other thing, the reason I like all 12 areas is because you're thinking about mom and dad now, right? And let's say there is a situation where you're like, there's a bit of an obligate, not obligation, but it's like, you know that other people are going to be there, whatever. It's like, there's that feeling of, you also have to remember, you're also setting intentions in all the other areas the exact same way. And I can
Yeah.
almost guarantee you, there's going to be one that's going to amp you up at a such a high level that all of that excitement also comes into the intentions that you already set. And then it creates a cascade of opportunities. And the other thing, when you said meaningful, that's the key piece. Because once it's meaningful, a different excitement comes out. I don't know how to explain it, right? And one other story, and then in terms of intention, is with, and I don't know if I talked about this one before, but the very first time I heard about this just out of zero concept, I didn't really understand it. And then I knew I wanted to be at Gabriel. So my youngest son with cerebral palsy is in a wheelchair, and he was running in the Special Olympics in a track meet with for the whole city for the first time, right? So
Yeah.
obviously I set the intention that I'm going to be there, and it was a 10 out of 10 because I'm just showing up, right? And then Chad, our friend that created the book, basically said out of zero, and I'm like, out of zero, it's 10 out of 10. He said, no, 100 out of 10. And I didn't understand what he meant. And then it hit me. So here's the family intention piece. My dad had to work his butt off when I was younger, that he couldn't attend any of my track meets. Right? So 100 out of 10, I called him. I said, Dad, meet me at Varsity Stadium tomorrow. Gabriel's running in his first track meet. Right? So he showed up, and as soon as we
Love it.
walked into the stadium, there was a kid that was receiving his gold medal on the podium, and I just lost it. Right? Because again, it was me remembering that was me on the podium and I'm there with my dad. And then we ended up going to the starting line. Gabe was about to race. Nobody was allowed on the track. There's 1,000 people plus there. And then I could hear just out of zero, just out of zero. So I thought I jumped the gate, went onto the track, filmed my son while he was in the track, his first race with my dad behind me. And all three of us were going down that track with 1,000 people yelling and screaming at him. I mean, it
But
was.
then you got arrested.
You know what? Even if I did, it was worth every second. And
That's
that's,
beautiful.
yeah, that was a definitely 100 out of 10 moment. So I just wanted to share it just to stimulate some ideas for people that want to organize their
I
meaningful,
like that.
intentional, relational goals.
That's awesome. That book you talk about, Just Add a Zero, Chad Jenkins wrote it. It's about amplifying every experience. So adding a
Yeah.
zero. Going from 10x to 100x, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, that is just a little scratch at the surface of relationship conversation, really. And so we're going to take this up next time. We don't know which angle it'll go in, but we'll go deeper into it. Any final thoughts, gentlemen?
I've got one. Just a question. Just to have a look at the relationships that you currently have that's serving you and not serving you, but also, you know how as business owners, we're always new clients, new clients, new clients, and new people, and everyone is showing up around and go to this event and meet this person and meet my wife's husband and meet these people. I just wonder, do we have enough people in our lives right now to serve us, to serve our businesses, to serve our happiness, to serve everything that we need? And is it just that we need to look at them relationships and look at how can we make them better? And how can we add more to them relationships? So in turn, not that we should be going, not we should be doing something so we get something back, but you know what I mean? How can we elevate the relationship so that we are happy with what we've got as opposed to going out and getting new relationships?
A great question. I love that.
My final thought, Mary, you brought it up, is and I can pose the question to everyone, but what's the relationship with yourself? Okay, because the other thing that just hit me now is every one of those areas in that circle is in relationship to you. The relationship of money, the relationship of growth, the relationship in spirituality, everything's a relationship with respect to you. So to me, it starts from within and exploring that, infinite amount of learning that can happen inside. So, and I'm grateful to both of you because I learn lots on these podcasts.
Yes, I do too. It's super fun. So thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. See where
Hey,
this
hold on.
goes. Thank
What's
you,
your
everyone.
final thoughts, Mary? You can't leave
Oh,
like that.
I
Come
just
on now. Come on
yeah,
now.
exactly.
Come on, Mary.
I think it is the I think it's building on what James said, or when he brought that up about how it's not always about the new. It's about what can you do inside the relationship. Look at, did you do that on purpose? Oh, goodness. Anyway, yeah, being intentional, I think about, and
Intentional.
then,
I love
you
it.
know, it's probably that you don't need a lot of time to have a meaningful connection. I think sometimes we're like, oh, I have no time for that. But a meaningful connection can be, you know, you guys, they're putting funny things on the screen. It's not helpful. It's distracting.
We're trying to
Anyway.
come on, Mary. We're trying to deepen the relationship here.
Exactly.
Spaceships and party hats and stuff floating on the screen. Thank you very much. Anyway, you don't need a lot of time to have a meaningful connection. So, each interaction can have meaning. So that's that.
Yeah.
All right,
Love it.
everybody.
Good,
We'll see you
good. We'll
next
see
time.
you next week.
Bye, everyone. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
And that's all for this episode of Meaningful Mischief. If you found value in today's conversation, you can subscribe wherever you podcast. And hey, spread the mischief yourself. You'll find all the links in the show notes. You can visit us at meaningfulmischief.com and follow us on Instagram at meaningfulmischief. Until next time, keep making meaning and have fun while doing it. This is Meaningful Mischief, signing off.